We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school softball coming up. Xyriage Keonabin, they take on Pleasantville. Coverage here on KSOM. Tom Peterson, head coach for the Spartans, joins us now. And coach, how do you feel about your softball team coming into this playoff matchup?
Well, you know, after looking at what we've done over the last five games, I hope that the girls are pretty excited. You know, we've played some pretty quality softball teams here as of late. And, you know, I'm excited for this chance to head to Pleasantville and play. And, you know, we just got to let the cards fall where they may and just kind of see what happens. So, you know, it's at this time of year, if you're not ready to play, you're going to be one and done regardless.
Well, I mean, the last time I saw your team play, it was the lowest of the lows, the trainer game. But you've turned some things around since then. I mean, there was a couple of losses in there, but the one that really stood out to me was Newell Fonda. I mean, beating a really good team like that in 1A and some other tight wins, like a win over Missouri Valley, which is also a good team, and beating Woodbine. What have you seen from your team to kind of turn it around from midseason doldrums to playing well here at the end of the season?
Yeah, you know, we won our last five down the stretch, and, you know, this is the time of year you want to be peaking, Chris. You know, I guess when I look at my softball team, the amount, you know, on an offensive side, the we have not struck out near as much as what we were doing midseason. I feel that we are bunting the ball a lot better than where we were at midseason. So, you know, obviously you want that to continue here during regional play. And then defensively wise, you know, having Taryn there to also pitch, I think it's allowed Riley to get a little bit more rest because we're able to alternate some pitchers there. And then, you know, just overall defense, you know, we're extremely young, but, you know, we've been playing pretty well defensively here as of late. The only bad thing is a week off since playing, but, you know, hopefully the girls are still, you know, excited for this opportunity.
How about Riley Miller? I mean, that game against Trainer was just, I would say, an aberration. I've just never seen her being battered around like that. How has she recovered? How has she been able to turn things around and look down the stretch here?
Well, you know, rest for starters. You know, first of all, you got to give credit where credit is due. Trainer's a good softball team, and, you know, there's a reason why they are rated where they're at. You know, they've seen Riley now, you know, for three, four, five times the past couple of years. And so you're going to always have a scouting report on her. And, you know, here as of late, she threw her best game of the season by far against Newell Fonda. I know that she went down to her pitching coach and, you know, tweaked a few things. And, you know, I think that that's obviously going to help her out. And then, you know, having the defense behind you, you know, when you're confident about the players behind you as a pitcher, you know, that's obviously going to give you a, you know, a better sense or a better feeling on the mound. So, you know, I, like I said, I like where our softball team is at right now.
So Pleasantville, I mean, they're hitting .322 as a club. What impresses you the most about this Trojan team?
Well, you know, like I said, I don't know a lot about them, you know, since you have to basically get on the plane just to go watch them, Chris. It's kind of hard. But, you look at their stats. Harper McGraw is just an eighth grader batting .470. And like you said, .322 is a team. But, you know, up and down their lineup, you see girls that are able to, A, put the ball in play, and, you know, they're very aggressive on the bases as well. You know, they've got some young girls also that are playing. You know, the one positive that I do feel about my softball team is when we look up the middle, it's our three returning players. You know, Riley Miller pitching, Taryn Peterson at shortstop, and Anna Larson in center field. You know, I've got three generals there that kind of lead our team, you know, throughout the course of the game. So, you know, I'll rely on them pretty much tomorrow night or as well. So, you know, I can't really tell you a ton about Pleasantville, but I can just tell you about my girls, and I think that we'll be ready for this chance.
Well, I guarantee you the Trojans haven't faced a pitcher like Riley Miller most of the season, and so you hopefully that is an edge. I mean, what are your overall keys that you're going to tell your girls to focus in on in this one?
Yeah, you know, like you said with Riley, you know, we're headed in a different direction. We're playing teams that we haven't played. So, you know, other than the travel time, I think that's awesome to me. That's a blessing. And then for us to be successful, we have to play, you know, to our strengths. And to me, we got to get the bunts down. You know, we got to generate some girls on bases and get them moving, you know, because we've attempted a lot more steals this year than what we did a year ago. And then just be behind her. Defense has got to play exceptionally well. And you gotta be ready at this time of year. You know, we're young, so hopefully maybe some of them, the deer in the headlight look is gone. You know, some of our girls have been there, done that, and played on the highest stage. So that's what you rely on.
Well, it should be a good game. We won't take a plane to Pleasantville, but we'll take a bus, and we'll hopefully have a good trip back. Coach, really appreciate your time. See you in Pleasantville for the ball game. We'll have coverage on KSOM. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Tom Peterson, head coach for Xamarin.Reach Kay Audubon softball here on KSOM.